Blog Talk Radio.
In a barn with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild.
Welcome, Chris Chadwick in the house right now, ready to let the smoke roll. That's what I'm talking about. Glad to be here, feeling a lot better than I did last Wednesday evening. I can talk, I can hear. We're going to have a show tonight, boys and girls. That's what I'm talking about. I tell you what, just love to be here, love to talk to all my friends in the barbecue community. Doesn't matter, East Coast, West Coast. Where you at? We all talk barbecue. We all love it. That's what it's all about. And we're going to talk it up right here. This is the show that's all about you and the Q. I have said that many, many times over the years. And bottom line, I mean it. I'm going to give a big shout out to sponsors tonight. We're going to get the chat room up and rolling right now. Matter of fact, number to call tonight, 347-202-0263. That is the number to call every night of the week. There's a fantastic show right here on Barbecue Superstars every night of the week. I'm inviting you to join in. Call in all the shows. We have a great, great crew doing barbecue from Florida to Georgia to South Carolina to Texas. I mean, it's on. And We're just talking it up and just letting, spreading that barbecue word, spreading that barbecue love, and we are letting the smoke roll. That's what I'm talking about. You know, there's a lot of things still going on in barbecue as far as competitions. King of the Smoker, that's a big, big competition. I know everybody's been traveling to California, to La Quinta, California, to get it on and let the smoke roll there. We want to wish all of them the very best of smoke. You know, you don't know who, how it's going to go down, how it's going to play out. Bottom line, guys, it doesn't matter what kind of cook you got, as long as you can execute that bad boy and get it in the turn-in box and make it look right. It's time to get it right, and it's crucial, guys. And I know I can speak personally. That's where it'll either make you or break you. That turn-in box in the final few minutes of getting it set up right. What can we say? That's how it works. And you know as well as I do, if you've competed, that's how it goes down. So we want to wish all the teams competing this year for that big $50,000 prize. We want to wish them the very best of smoke and just have a great cook. Enjoy yourself. Be safe on your trip home. And maybe the grilling gods be shining down on you. You know, that's all we can say. That's all we can do. And just wish them the very best. And I truly, sincerely do. What a great friends. I know we had a big Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had a huge Thanksgiving. Christmas is right around the corner. So many things to be thankful for. So many things that we are thankful for. Kate, I just can't even begin to tell you everything I'm thankful for. We have had, as far as Chris Chadwick, Call County Cookers, we have had an exceptional year this year. We've got to do things never in my lifetime would I ever have dreamed got to do, and have done, and I'm proud of that. And this 2015 season, I'm really looking forward to it. And hopefully we can do more and get out and travel a little more. Who knows? You know, you never know from day to day. You never know what door is going to be open for you in this barbecue world, in this barbecue future. And we just keep on keeping on. That's all I know to tell you to do, guys. Don't get discouraged, because I can promise you getting discouraged is not going to help anything. It's just going to bring you down. And, guys, we have enough on us, and we don't need to be down. We need to be up. We need to be positive. We need to be thinking about the future and what we're going to do. We're going to continue to cook. And I mean, it's not all about winning. Yes, it's great to win. But it's how you play the game, too, and who you meet and who you play with. So, guys, just a big shout-out to everybody, all the teams competing. I want to sincerely wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I know it's early, but still, we've got to be thankful for each day. Merry Christmas to all of you. We've got callers in queue. We've got chat room is. Let's see if it's up now and running. The chat room does look like it's coming up and it will be running tonight. So, big shout out to everybody in the chat room. Number to call again, 347-202-0263. That is the number to call. Same barbecue channel. So, guys, I just invite you to call in and talk a little Q tonight. I know it's been last few episodes have been rough. Timing, work, real life, unfortunately, gets in the way sometimes of the barbecue passion, the barbecue career. And, you know, we just have to do as we can, and that's what we do right here. We want to keep it real, keep it positive, you know, whether it's KCBS, IBCA, MBN, FBA, GBA, Tennessee Barbecue Association, TBA, something I'm very proud of. We're going to continue to make it grow and work. Just takes time, guys. You just can't, you know, I've always had to do it the real way and start it from ground floor with basically nothing, and that's how we make it work. Well, just a lot of hard work and elbow grease. So that's what we're doing. And TBA is continuing to grow. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good, the barbecue hood, and that's how we're going to go down with that. So without further ado, I want to give a big shout-out to all my sponsors and thank each and every one of them because I do thank them. I appreciate them, and I do want to represent them to the utmost best of my ability. Barbecue Superstars, Mr. Daryl Mass, got to give him a big shout-out. Go to barbecuesuperstars.com. Go to that website and check it out. You would not be sorry. There's pages and pages upon pages of information there. Plenty of shop zone items. There's a barbecue superstore there. Plenty of shop zone items. You can get anything you can get right there through Barbecue Superstars, possibly with a little discount, ordering it through Amazon and what have you. Helps Big D out, helps Barbecue Superstars out, and hopefully helps you out. So go to barbecuesuperstars.com, check them out, and see what it is all about. Green Mountain Grills, if you've never tried a pellet cooker or considering a pellet cooker, personally, I've got to give a big shout-out to Green Mountain Grills. I have used one for a season and a half now. Trouble-free, worry-free, it's continuing to cook. It's right on the money for me. It is a valuable asset to your barbecue arsenal. I have the Daniel Boone. They do have other models to choose from. Go to greenmountaingrill.com and check them out. And if you happen to be in the mood to buy one, if you purchase a Green Mountain Grill, send them an email, mention my name, Chris Chadwick, right here, and that will entitle you to a free Green Mountain Grill grill cover. So give them a big shout-out, mention my name. It helps me, it helps you. No harm in that, guys. GreenMountainGrills.com, check them out. They've got a fantastic line of sauces, rubs, pellets. You just can't do any better. I mean, they're very economical, very durable, very tough, very well built. I just can't say enough good things about them. I don't have anything bad to say about them. Mine even went out of the back of a trailer going down the highway, and it wasn't a pretty sight that night. But with my skills, straightening steel and correcting and making it. And making it work, that's what I've used. It's been bulletproof, and it's been a great cooker. Valuable asset to your barbecue arsenal, greenmountaingrills.com. Also, I want to give a big shout-out to Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser. I am the ambassador for Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser. Fantastic cleaner. Will basically clean any type of stain that I've come across. It is perfect to use in your barbecue comps. It will clean your tables, your coolers, your pits, your utensils, your clothes, your tablecloths, your canopies. You name it, you can squirt it on there, and it does cut the grease. It does work very well. Green Mountain, Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser. Very good product. Go to their website. Go to their Facebook page, like them, check it out. They've always offering deals, printable coupons, you name it. They've got it right there on Mean Green Cleaner and Degreaser Facebook page. Also, I've got to give a big shout-out to Frontier Charcoal. Old Chris Chadwick is letting smoke roll with Frontier Charcoal. I use the Frontier Lump. Excellent charcoal. Gives me plenty of heat from a big, non-efficient stick burner, offset stick burner. That lump charcoal gives me the heat. It gives me a good cook time. I'm sure it's going to be more efficient in a small insulated box, but my box isn't insulated, and I still get great burn time out of it, great heat. Frontier Charcoal, check them out on Facebook, like their page. Also, check them out on the web, frontiercharcoal.com. Excuse me. Charcoals, grills, cleaners. I've got to give a big shout out to all my utensils, all my cutlery, accessories, Mad Cow cutlery, awesome knives. They've got a line called Jero knives. The Jero knives are a fantastic comp knife, a good balanced handle, stainless steel, holds an edge. I just can't say enough about them. Easily sharpened. Jero knives, right there from MadCowCutlery.com. Check them out. Go to their website. Also, like them on Facebook. Check them out. You never know what kind of specials and deals they have for you right there. Country Boy Wood Pellets. I burn hickory. I burn hickory wood in my stick burner. I burn hickory pellets in my Green Mountain Grill. Country Boy Wood Pellets, right there out of Kentucky. Fantastic stuff as well. Go to their Facebook page. Like their Facebook page. Always running specials and deals right there from Facebook. Check them out. Number is right there on Facebook. Give them a call. Check them out. You will not be sorry. I tell you, all these products that I have, all these sponsors are some fantastic people. It's just not the product, but it's the people behind it, the service, the true, genuine sincerity. They're good people, you know, and it makes such a good business transaction when you can deal with good people. And all these people are fantastic to deal with. As well, we talk in sauces, rubs. I've got to give Ted Daigle's Barbecue Sauce a big shout out. They have got some fantastic sauces. Several different flavors to choose from, whether it's the Cajun sweet and sour, the sweet and sour spicy, which was third and fourth place winners at the American Royal this year in the sauce category. It tells you right there. It's good stuff. They've got a habanero sweet rib sauce, which has got some fire to it, some kick. They've also got a spicy pecan garlic sauce, which is really, really good. It's sweet, Cajun spice, sweet applewood jalapeno, as well as a fantastic Cajun hot sauce that I eat on my fried gizzards. Hell yes, that is just fantastic through and through. They've even got a Cajun blend rub, so they can definitely help you out. DaiglesBarbecueSauce.com. Check them out. Daigle's Barbecue right there on Facebook. Like their page. Get in touch with them. They will be more than happy to send you some sauce, and as well as sauces, rubs. They're just good people. The quality sauce. You will not be sorry dealing with Daigle's. They have some fantastic products. Also, Mr. Jim Elster, congratulations on your appointment to the Florida Barbecue Association. Member at large, I guess, is what you would want to call it. Sweet Smoke Q, fantastic products. Injections and sauces, pork, beef, a good sweet sauce, a good sweet spicy barbecue sauce. He has got it. Jim is a fantastic guy. He is FBA Team of the Year. He is World Food Championship, Barbecue Championship right there out of Las Vegas. He is a fine cook, great guy. Sweet Smoke Q. Get in touch. Check him out on Facebook or SweetSmokeQ.com. Guys, I know sometimes listening to me ramble about my sponsors, but listen, if you've got sponsors, it's important to talk about them and represent their products. It's fantastic to have the sponsors, and we definitely want to keep them. It's just what it's all about. So when you're thinking about trying to go ask somebody for a sponsorship, get in there, tell them what you're going to do, represent their product. Talk about it, because that's just how it goes down. I've got to give a big shout-out to MeatRake, MeatRake.com. If you've never heard of a MeatRake, go to MeatRake.com. Check these utensils out. They're always, always in my barbecue tote when I go to compete. I've got a set of MeatRakes with me. Grill Great, Mr. Brad Barrett has got a fantastic product, especially if you're cooking an SCA state competition, state category at a comp. Grill grates are perfect. They will put the perfect marks on your steak to give you that first place call. And believe me, I promise you that's the truth, because it has given me first place steak calls. So go to grillgrade.com. Check them out. Look them up on Facebook. All these sponsors have Facebook pages as well as websites. So check them out and enjoy looking at all these products. Junior's Rub for Grub. Junior Riss has got a Texas-style kick butt rub. So this rub out-seasons the competition. It is fantastic flavored. It's got the right amount of heat. It's got the right amount of saltiness. It is a true Texas flavor. Junior's Rub for Grub, Facebook.com. You can get in touch with him anywhere, easily done. Also, Cook Shack. If you've never heard of a Cook Shack pellet cooker, CookShack.com. They have got everything from A to Z right there at that website for the barbecue enthusiast, for the pro cook, the comp cook. They have got some fantastic products, some fantastic accessories. They will be glad, more than glad, to help you with anything that you're needing or wanting right there at CookShack.com. As well, I've got to give a big shout-out to Maverick Industries. That's MaverickHousewares.com. If you're looking for a meat probe, a pent gauge, they have got them. They can hook you up. That's MaverickHousewares.com. Guys, I just can't say enough about all the products that I use, all the products that I've been fortunate enough to have sponsor me in the past seasons. I thank each and every one of them. We've got to let the smoke roll and let's get it on. Let's get something going. We're going back to our studio board. Let's see what we have in line on cue. More than glad to get some callers queued in. We've got some guys in the looks like a big shout-out to Power, Rick Powers. Welcome to the chat room tonight, Rick. Glad to have you in there. I hope everything is going well in Paducah, Kentucky. Glad to see you right there. Guys, if y'all want to call in tonight, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear about what you're doing for Christmas, or if you're cooking up anything special, catering out and some stuff, cooking prime ribs, briskets, turkeys, butts, whatever. We want to hear from you. We do have a caller. Let's get them queued in. Caller 803-554. Welcome to the show.
Hey, buddy. What's going on up there in Tennessee this evening?
Oh, it's getting a little cool, but it's nice, and I can't complain. How's it going with you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. This is old Fat Boy from Harley's Hog.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. I hope you and your family's doing real good. We're getting ready to kick off our little Christmas cook-off and cook a few hams and turkeys and stuff like that, get everybody happy down his way so they can get Santa Claus to come and see them. And looks like you had a good Thanksgiving, Cook. I've been keeping up with you on Facebook page there. And,
man, I tell you,
like
it's a lot of work.
Had a good Thanksgiving.
We did. I hope you did, too. It's I tell you, that old cooking them turkeys will wear you out. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun in the same breath. Now,
yeah, well, see, go ahead. You're good.
You're good. Come on.
All right. Well, like I said, people don't realize, you know, that's like we was talking when we was in Columbia, you know, a few months ago. People don't realize how much they see all this stuff on TV, and they don't realize how much work goes into cooking barbecue. But, like I say, anytime anybody wants to come to any competitions that we have down here in South Carolina or you guys up there in Tennessee or you know, all these guys around North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. I mean, we all invite everybody to come.
Yeah.
Try to cook the best barbecue we can, you know, and like I say, we try to have a lot of fun while we're doing it. And like I said, I just wanted to call you. I hadn't talked to you in a while and just touch base with you and tell the family up there we love them and everybody up that way. And y'all stay safe and, like I say, keep up with us on Facebook, HollysHog.com. Buy our sauce from Daryl. I just talked to Daryl a few minutes ago, and he said to you howdy, and all that good stuff. And Dre's doing good. I've been trying to keep up with him. Have you talked to him or checked on him or anything?
Well, I kind of followed Dre through Daryl. I hadn't got to talk to him in a while. And matter of fact, I hadn't got to talk to Daryl lately either. It's just been crazy around here and busy. How's your sauce? How is the sauce going? I've got some of that fine sauce, that fine South Carolina sauce right here in Tennessee. I've got some of that, and I tell you what, it's some good stuff.
Yeah, that's doing real good. We're taking up a few more distributors and stuff like that, a few more stores down here in the South. And I got some over in Okinawa, Japan. A buddy of mine is over in the military over there. He got about 5 cases, and he's turning them boys on over there. And we sent some to Afghanistan and some of them boys over there. And gonna see how they like it and get some, you know, repeats on it and get some, you know, blogs on it and stuff like that and try to pump it up a little more. You know, our marketing, you know, we're a small organization. It's just 3 of us, and we're just trying to work a 10-hour day job and try to make this happen, sir.
Oh, son, I know what you're talking about. That's all of us. We're all working every day trying to make something go, something happen, something going on, and then we're trying to promote our sales, our products, and trying to get everybody to check them out and use them. And it's just a slow process. There's a lot of work to it. It takes a lot of love to do the work we do to continue this. But, you know, if we didn't do it, nobody else is stepping up. So we've got to do this. We've got to be in the forefront and keep letting the smoke roll, that's for sure.
That's right, buddy. That's right. I love to see that hickory smoke. I really do. And like I said, I just wanted to call and check in with you. I haven't talked to you in a while. I ain't going to hold you up. I know you probably got some more callers on the hook. And,
well,
you said, good.
You good. Stay with us a while.
We'll do that.
You know, we cooked all those turkeys for Thanksgiving, and you got something planned cooking for Christmas, right?
Yes, sir.
What are you going to lay the smack down on at Christmas time?
Well, I got a few of them old country hams. Them people done got kind of partial with them country hams, that big candy they call it. I'm kind of partial to them myself, you know, and them old buzzards down, we'll throw them on the old smoker too there. So if anybody out there in the radio land, look us up, harleyshog.com, and like I say, look up the Mr. Chris Chadwick there, because he cooks a mighty fine product up that way too. And I'm going to throw a plug in there if I can for
sure.
John Haney. Alvaron Cookers. If anybody needs a good cooker down here toward the south and you're listening out there, Mr. John Haney, Alvaron Grills. He's on Facebook, and he's down in Somerville, South Carolina. He's got all your fire pits and your upright smokers, your trailer smokers. The bigger, the better. He loves it. Mr. Levi and the boys down there in the shop will take good care of you. They give you good product. They stand behind their product. And they do a full line of catering also. If you're down in the south, down there in the lower part of our state, you know, like to give him a plug and kind of boost him up a little bit, because he's been good to us. He built one of our cookers, and we've had a good time with it so far. And, you know, like I say, all these old local boys down here, we're just trying to hold it down.
Well, that's all any of us doing. We get out there, and we have a lot of fun. We cook up a lot of good eats. You know, and that's what this show's about. You know, I like to support everybody in barbecue. It's always going to be real. It's always going to be positive right here. And anytime you want to talk about any kind of products, get some guys lined up, come in, talk out to Radio Land. We've always got some phenomenal listeners. We've got some phenomenal numbers. And we always love to support you and our fellow barbecue cooks, the guys that's building the pits, the guys that's making the sauces, the guys that's making the rubs, the guys that are down there in the front cooking it up at these competitions. You know what it takes to go to these competitions. We did have the pleasure to get to come to Columbia, South Carolina, and cook a few months ago. Just had a fantastic time and cooked up some fine stuff, you know. It's hard when I travel, you know, I can't carry my full load. I have to go really stripped down and you know, this old boy, I can't, you know, if I have to dig a hole in the ground, put some cinder blocks on top of a piece of tin on top of it, we just have to cook that way. You know, we cook the way we had to cook. But we have a big old time, and that's what it's all about. That is what barbecue is all about.
That's exactly right. Like I said, I remember back in the day, I was probably in my late 20s when I first started getting into it. I always followed the old people and the way they cooked. I had never really cooked on a big cooker or anything, and I started cooking in the hole and watching them cook whole hogs down there on the farm and stuff, and we killed our own hogs and everything. And, you know, it means a lot to you when you come up that way, and it makes you appreciate the, you know, fine equipment that we have now. I mean, that big old cooker you got, by the way, I want to leave that to me in your will, if you will there, sir. That's a mighty fine piece of equipment. And we have a lot of fun down here. I got some old junkyard barrels that I cook out of, and people said, Lord have mercy, that thing is ugly. I said, but guess what? When you put it in your mouth, it's gonna make your tongue slap the back of your eyeballs out.
Yeah, that's slap your mama kind of stuff, ain't it?
That's right. It ain't got to be pretty. It ain't got to be pretty, because I tell you what, I face some old boys. I mean, even me, I've cooked out of a flyer pot and a garbage can and a little bit of everything, you know. And, you know, redneck, you know, we kind of make our way, you know, and we have a good time doing it. We do. We have a good time doing it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. We cook on what we can. I've cooked on charcoal starters, chimneys. That makes a good grill for a steak, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
A number 10 can, a ketchup can, you know, a big old ketchup can. I've thrown charcoal in one of them and put a grate on top of it and cooked. So, you know, it's whatever it takes. That's how we like to cook. That's what we like to do.
Exactly.
And, you know, I really look up to these guys that's got some of these fantastic rigs that they do have and these trailers. And, you know, I mean, I'm all for them. I'm proud for them to have it. It looks like a lot. You know, that is a lot of upkeep. It's a lot of expense. And God bless them. I'm glad they can do it. But, you know, you go to competition. And people say, well, it's not fair. They cook it on a pit like what they have, and you cook it on a pit like you have. I said, well, yeah, it's bottom line. It's going to be, you know, if you've got the confidence and the skill and the will to get in there and cook barbecue, you can do it. Now, I'm proof of that. You're proof of that. There's a lot of guys out there proof of that. So,
that's,
I mean,
true.
It's you lay it down, and it's going to happen, and it's going to be good. And, you know, I love to compete. I had a time coming down to South Carolina. I wish I could have stayed longer. I wish I could have visited more. But, you know, it's hard. It's hard when you make a 1,200-mile run up and back in two or 3 days. And,
well, look at them other guys. I mean, they run 1,600 miles out of Texas to come up here and cook with us. Mr. Robert, if he's listening, good evening to you, sir, and I hope the family's good down there in Texas, and Matt and all them guys down there, if y'all listening on the radio, good evening to you, and I hope your family's doing good, and I hope y'all have a Merry Christmas down that way, and everybody out there in radio, man, I hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. You know, that is the way to do it. And, you know, today is Matt and Tammy's dad, Bud. It's his birthday, so we got to give Mr. Bud Alexander a big shout-out. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, sir.
That's it. He's a fine fella, and I'm proud to know them all. They're good people.
Oh, yeah, I did. I had a good time. And like I say, I got to get in touch with Dre and see how he's doing. And like I say, all the other fellas and, you know, ladies that were down there with us, we had a good time, and the rain and all that stuff. We all come down, and you know, I hate it rain like it did, but. You know, we made it through it and had a good competition, and good Lord's willing, the creek don't rise. We'll do it again next year. So same time, same station, and going to try to get with Daryl and try to get that U.S. Barbecue Association situation worked out and get us some more members and stuff like that, and hopefully we'll get some comps going with, you know, United States Barbecue Association and all that good stuff, and kind of make that organization come alive, and you know, get some good, you know, get some good cookers in here. We might get old Myra to come up here if we be good to him. You know.
Well, and, you never know who you can get. You never know. You just got to
exactly. Just throw it out there and see what happens.
Throw it out there and see what sticks.
That's right.
Well, you know, it's all these guys love to cook. You know, some can travel further than others, and you know, it's hard. Every weekend there's a cook going on every weekend somewhere, and so we just continue. You know, we cook. We have to pick and choose some of our cooks sometimes, but that's just how it goes down, and that's how it works. I have a big time going to Texas. I've got a lot of friends in Texas, and there's a lot of fine cooks in Texas. Now, that is a market that's wide open. These guys have cooks all the time. Their cook-offs, if they've got 50 teams that they're cooked, it's just getting started. I mean, most of theirs are 50 to 100 team cooks, and these guys come in and they roll in and it's just, you know, they just got it going on, I'm telling you.
Yeah, there's a lot of good pit makers down that way, too.
Yes, there are. There's sure a lot of pit makers, pit masters. I mean, yeah, they got it going on.
Well, I talked to a fellow earlier. I've been kind of looking for me a trailer myself, a little old small one. And it's called Mobile Space. It's down in Macon, Georgia. If anybody's looking for a trailer, that guy's got some real good prices on trailers and stuff. He can outfit them straight out, or you can get them naked and do it yourself if you want to. And if you get a chance, look him up, mobilespace.com. They do build, they carry Bubba grills down there.
Right.
What page is that? It's mobilespace.com, and also they do trailer rentals if you want to rent a trailer.
Mobilespace.com. All right.
Yep. And anybody that's looking for a little mobile chow hound, there's a guy, OMG Manufacturing out of Texas, and the military's using a lot of these, and the Red Cross is using a lot of them. It's actually a little small trailer. It's got a flat top grill on it. The flat top, when you got it on, it has a warmer box on it, and it does come with a little smoke box that you can smoke stuff in. It has five catering steam tables, wells. Three of them are hot and two of them are cold, and you can also put your hotel pans in or the foil pans. It will accept both of them. If you get a chance, look him up. And based on about $2,700, it does have a detachable tongue, so you can roll it in and out of a trailer if you want to haul it in a trailer and not pull it behind your truck. But I talked to him, and I'm going to try to get him worked out where he can sponsor me some next year, and I'm going to try to bring one up to South Carolina and try to take it to some competitions and see, you know, see how people kind of like that. And but like I said, I've been doing a little research and trying to get some sponsors up, and you know, try to get some people to kind of help us out. Because like I said, old poor boys like us, you know, we got to do what we got to do. And I know there's some of them big time fellas like you talking about, you know, they started out the same way that we did, you know, like you was talking about cooking on a ketchup can a while ago. And
yep.
So people don't be discouraged out there. You know, you guys listen on the radio, backyard cooks. I mean, well, they got a backyard situation going on in a lot of these competitions. So get on out there and show your stuff, man. I mean, win you a little money and move on up. Like Chris said a while ago, Cook Shack, it's economical. They have a full line of nice products out there. They got some of the best customer service that I have ever had because I got a SM80 and a SM160. And I've never had any problem. I can call them and get parts and pieces anytime I need it. They'll overnight it if you're hurting. You know, you got in a bind. They'll overnight your parts to you. And they got a guy that will sit there and actually walk you through it, putting it back together. Yeah.
There you go.
So,
yeah, well, you know, I tell you, it's all that information with all these cookers and sites, you know, that's, you know, there's so many out there, we just don't know how, you know, we just don't realize how many there are.
You're exactly right.
And with all those cookers, there's so many options, so many ways to go. Right now, I'm actually working on, I don't know, I'm working on a sponsor for a new rig. They're going to sponsor me a cooker. And this 2015 season, I've actually got a few people we're in talks with right now. Nothing is in stone, so hopefully some big positive things are coming my way with a new cooker. Which my cooker, you know, my cooker I cook with at Comps is a fine cooker. It's offset, but you just got to watch. You know, it's all manual, but you just can't want a better cooker. But, you know, I've just had so many people ask and approach me about different types of cookers, so I thought, you know, possibly about using one this next season. So, you know, you just never know. You never know what's coming the next day. You don't know what email you're going to get. You don't know what opportunity is going to come your way. So I just keep my options open and like I say, keep it positive and keep it real, and that's just how we do it.
Exactly. Like I said, you know, if anybody wants to, you know, put my sauce on their, you know, on the website or anything like that, or they want to try it or whatever, you can email me at hkit1965@gmail.com, and I'll read your emails and give you an answer just as quick as I can. I'd like to try to get it out, you know, all over the United States if I can, because, you know, like I say, we're just mainly in Georgia and South Carolina, a little bit of North Carolina right now. And so that's my whole problem, you know, is trying to get it out there and get it going because I don't have a whole lot of time. But, and like I said, you know, some of these grill companies and stuff like that, if you want to, you know, hook up with me, I'll, you know, do the best I can. And stuff like that, you know, Mr. Chadwick, you know, I love it because the things that you do and, you know, that Daryl does, I mean, that's what it's all about, you know. I mean, word-of-mouth advertising is the best advertising in the world. You can have all the business cards and all the signs you want. And like I said, people start talking about you, you know, that's the best way to go. Because if somebody's talking about me, they're leaving somebody else alone.
It's alone.
Yeah, they so are, buddy.
We've all been in that situation, I think. But, you know, as long as it's good, I keep on going. You know, I just, you know, I talk, believe it or not, I talk to guys all over the country every day about barbecue. And I wish I could just get to that next level. I just keep trying. And, you know, I don't want to give up. I want to continue on. But, you know, it's you just never know, like I say, from day to day or email to email, where you're going next.
Yes. Exactly. You're right. I mean, look at Famous Dave and all them guys, you know, and Stubbs and all them guys. Like I said, they started out just like we did. And like I said a few minutes ago, you know, people listening in radio land, if you love to cook and it's what your passion is, stay with it. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. I mean, that's just like what happened with Dave's restaurant out there. You know, it burned up. He said he's going to build him another one. And I hope he does, and God bless him and on his journey. And, you know, I followed him for years and years. And like I say, Maurice, I followed Maurice for years and years. He was down here in South Carolina, and, you know, they give him a lot of grief with the rebel flag and stuff like that. But, you know, he still tried to, you know, go on with it. And I think his family's trying to keep it going down in Columbia, South Carolina, and all like that. And but like I said, you know, I mean, I can't afford to open up a restaurant right now. But, you know, a lot of people talk about me. And a lot
That's
of people
good.
Talk about you too, Mr. Chris. They sure do, buddy. And like I say, we love all your blogs and stuff like that that you put out there. And like I say, if you ain't hooked up with Chris Chadwick, you need to get hooked up with him because he's a good man. He knows what he's talking about. He's going to push your product. If you be good to him, he's going to be good to you. And like I say, I got some guys down here in South Carolina. They're the same way with me. I got a beer distributor down here. He's helping me out. He's been a good friend of mine for years and years. I went to him, and I said, hey, man, I said, you want to carry my barbecue sauce? He said, well, I ain't never done that before. And so he pumps me up, keeps me riding around on the beer truck. And, I got a bunch of local people down here that take care of me. We got
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly, you know. And like I said, you know, if anybody wants to help me out, I'll help you out. I'll plug you, you plug me, you know.
I do. You know what I'm doing right now? I'm going to tell myself.
Go ahead.
I have got a chicken that you just would not believe that I just pulled out of the oven. I put a five pound roaster in the oven when I got home before I started the show, and stuffed it full of garlic, fresh garlic and butter, and I put an onion in it also, and it's and I just pulled it out. The breast is 170 degrees, which is fine for me. And it is going to be delicious. And just think, that's what I'm going to have for supper just here shortly.
Well, I'm gonna hurt you hard. You know that pretty, you know that big old pretty steak you cooked down there in Columbia.
The wedding one? Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. I remember, and it was good. I cooked his brother a while ago. Yeah, I cooked his brother a while ago, a big old ribeye.
Well, that's
all right. About an inch and a half thick.
Yep.
Man, that thing was awesome. I like it when it melts in your mouth.
That's what it's all about.
That's
what keeps all us big boys cooking more, spending thousands of dollars to cook barbecue.
Well, that's barbecue's the new drug, I think. You know, a lot of people like to do them recreational drugs, but we do the good stuff. You know, the only thing my doctor's complaining about is me getting fat. But I told him, I said, look here. I said, I like to eat, my friend. I'll give up everything but good barbecue and a good-looking woman that I've been married to for 20 years. So I guess I'm going to keep her a while. She lets me do what I want to and do my competitions and stuff like that. She'll get on wild hair every now and then. She'll come help me a little bit.
Well, that's all right. You know, there's a lot of wives that go and help their husbands compete.
Oh.
And I think that's good.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And then when the wives go, my daughter goes with me quite a bit. And then my other daughters come and hang out. So, you know, it's a family type. It's a family affair.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's like I say, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, their wives, you know, they keep the scores and do all the turn-ins and stuff like that. And they keep, the old man keeps up with the pit, she keeps up with the sauce, and she keeps up with the TLC that kind of goes with it.
Yeah. Well, I know some people that compete, and if their wives wasn't with them, they would be lost.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, look at Mr.
Trigger. If it wasn't for his wife, I don't know if he'd ever won nothing.
But
that woman, she's a golden lady, man. She really is. And I mean, she keeps him pumped up and when it gets down and all them guys, you know. That's like when you was on Pitmasters, you know. I kind of follow Pitmasters pretty good. And I watched one that she was on here a while back when he was on TV there. And watching them guys do that stuff.
Well, I tell you what, that was an experience. There was a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure because and it can get to you some. You know, if you've never done that, never been in front of the camera, quote, like that, and had to really kick it up a notch and perform. Which we had a great cook. I can't complain about anything about our cook. We cooked perfect food. And, you know, it's a lot of pressure. Now, I tell you what, and this is for the record books here. If they have another season, I will submit an audition. And if they'll have me back one more time, I'm going back for redemption, and it's going to be no holds barred, let the smoke roll big time in a big way, and I'll be much more comfortable. So if there's another season, I will apply, and I will go back. So we'll just see where that goes.
Yeah, well, like I say, next year, I don't know what the Saints is going to be because it was NBN. The one that we did, you know, had in Charlotte this year, it actually ended up being by the North Carolina Barbecue Association, and they had a good cook downtown in Charlotte there. I know Mark Lambert and all those guys came a couple years ago, and I think they had some other, you know, other things to do this year, but it turned out really good. So if you guys get a chance, Chris, and you're not busy, look that up next year and try to come cook with them, because that was a real good cook. They do whole hog, and they got a backyard class and everything, and it's right downtown Charlotte, and I mean, there's a lot of exposure for your company and your team name and stuff like that. And I do some of the South Carolina Barbecue Association stuff, and there's a few KCBS things that come around here. I'm involved in KCBS and South Carolina Barbecue Association, U.S. Barbecue Association, and, you know, some other sanctions, too. And like I said, you know, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, some of these guys, they say, well, how do we get into it? Go to the website, fill out your application, go to the competition, cook. You know, don't be discouraged. I mean, you know, like I say, the same guy don't win every day. You know that yourself. You know, there's gonna be a little tweak that's gonna make it happen. And like I said, you know, I follow Mark a lot. You know, I got to meet him a couple years ago, and I follow him a lot, like I do you, and you know, Myron and the rest of the guys, and you know, I mean, like I say, everybody started out the same way, you know. Don't be discouraged, you know. Get out there and cook it. If you see a sanction that you want to join or you think you want to join, go to the website and read about it. There's a lot of blogs and stuff out there and a lot of information, and it don't cost a whole lot. And if you really, really want to get into the thick of it, go to a judging class, and that'll show you the different ways that people cook. because you'll eat some stuff that's really, really good, and you'll eat some stuff that's really, really bad. like I say, it just, you know, that just goes along with the program. And like I say, I've had a lot of fun the last 25 years, and the good Lord's willing, I'll do it till they give me my last ride. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
And that's what I'm looking forward to, so, you know. But I've enjoyed talking to you, and I'm going to, you probably got some more callers, and I don't want to hold everybody up. I want to give everybody a chance, and I'm going to kick back in my easy chair and let my buddy Chris let the smoke roll.
All right, Big Daddy. Well, we sure appreciate you calling in, and it's been a pleasure talking with you tonight.
Well, I'm trying to get back with you for Christmas.
I'm planning. Right now I'm working on getting ready for my Christmas cook. You mentioned cooking country hams a while ago, and and I haven't done many, but I have done a few, and I did do some at Thanksgiving, and which I pan cooked them, and I saved all the grease and red eye out of them. And
that's the best in the world.
I saved all of that. And those hams turned out, you know, as far as looking at a smoked country ham when it's done, as far as the outside of it, it's not a lot to look at. You know, it's not a pretty picture. But
when you put that knife to it, that pig candy comes to life, baby. I guarantee it. If you cook a green ham or a salt-cured ham, either way you want to go, I mean, you know, like I said, a lot of people, they're scared of it, you know, because, well, what do you do? You got to realize that these big old cookers, no matter what they are, what flavor, what size, or whatever, if it's the ketchup can, or the biggest, baddest cooker in the world that you could ever build, it ain't nothing but an oven.
That's it.
And remember, don't none of them cook the same. I don't care whose it is or who built it. They don't never one of them cook the same.
Well, that's a fact. You're right.
I've got eight mobile grills between me and my two partners, and we got about five stationary cookers between us, and ain't none of them cooks the same. None of them. They all cook different.
They're all going to cook different. You know, that big pit I cook all those turkeys on, I can put 10, 20-pound birds on my on one bottom rack.
Right.
So I can get 20-pound birds on two racks. And then on the top rack, which is not as deep, if for smaller birds, I can get 10 on each one of those. And then I can put 2, 4, 6 in the center between the racks. And, you know, so depending on size, I can get up to about 50 turkeys all in the pit at one time. And that's a lot of cooking, son, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I got a cooker sitting out there in the yard. I can cook $55 on it one shot. And I tell you what, man, keeping up with $55, I'm telling you, that's a challenge.
Yeah.
It really, really is. But, I mean, you know, when you go to these catering jobs and stuff like that, you know, I mean, you got to cook all that big meat. You know, a lot of these guys, you know, they say, well, man, how do you cook all that stuff? I mean, like I said, it's just, you know, get you and your buddies and just, you know, load the wagon, man. Have fun. And let the smoke roll. Let the smoke roll, please.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do. Just get out there and have a good time. Cook it up, let the smoke roll, and just enjoy yourself. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. All right, buddy. I'm gonna get out of here. Y'all take good care up there in Tennessee. If I don't talk to you, which I hope I do, and the good Lord willing, I'm gonna say a good prayer for you and safe travels in all your journeys. And everybody out there in Radio Land, the guys going to competitions this weekend, which is you're probably on your way already. Be careful out there on the road. I know there's a lot of inclement weather coming, and just be careful and watch out for the other guy because they ain't watching out for you.
And, nope, you're right.
Like I said, if I don't get back to y'all before Christmas, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, ever how you want to take it. Redneck
Merry
man here
Christmas.
In South Carolina, we say Merry Christmas. And we love y'all, and good night.
All right, good night. Take care of yourself. Merry Christmas back to you. Have a great
yes,
evening.
Sir.
Call me if you need me, all right?
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you.
All right. All right. See you later. Well, guys, I tell you what, it's a pleasure getting to talk to good people, friends. He's got some fine sauce. It's good sauce. I mean, it's got, I can't even describe it. It's just that good. And proud to have him call in. If you would like to call in tonight, number to call is 347-202-0263. I have got, had some things come up, so we'll have to cut this show a little short. So we'd love to have you call in. I've got my refresh, my board. I've got callers listed. Love to have you queue in. If you would like to queue in, push 1 on the dial on the touchpad, and we will queue you in. But I tell you what, it's always good to talk to my friends, whether it's Texas, Georgia, Mississippi, Kentucky, South Carolina, North Carolina, California. You know, we've just got great people listening, calling in from all over the country, and that's what it's all about. I sure appreciate each and every one of you, and we just have a good time with it. But as far as sponsors go, guys, you know, we always like to touch base on our sponsors again. A bunch of fantastic people out there. A lot of fantastic product. There's no secret in getting a sponsor. You just got to work it every day. Contact them. Send them an email. Tell them what's going on, what you want to do, what you would like to do. And see if you get a response. You know, you're going to get, you know, if you send 100 emails out, you're going to get one yes and 99 no's, or you might get 100 no's. You might not even get, they might not even respond to you. You just don't know. You just get busy, stick to your guns, send some emails out, tell them who you are, be honest with them, and you never know. You'll come across, you'll get some fantastic sponsors, and they will help you out tremendously. You know, I'm sure proud to have, just be a little part of the barbecue community. It's a very special place to be. This barbecue subculture is a whole other world. And there's some fantastic people in it, and I'm just glad to be one of them, be part of them, and just be a part of this. You know, we're cooking a lot. We're going to have to cook. I'm going to have to cook turkeys tonight. Matter of fact, for tomorrow, I've got several things going on. We're cooking a lot for Christmas. We cooked a lot for Thanksgiving. I would like to hear about what you plan on cooking. So be glad to talk to you. We love each and every one of you, and we appreciate each and every one of you. This is Chris Chadwick. I'm going to have to cut this short tonight. Until next week, we'll be back Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock. We'll try to run it out 2 hours next week if we can. But, you know, we did get a good hour and 15 minutes into the show tonight. So appreciate each and every one of you. And hope you have a great evening. Be safe this weekend. Like I said before, we want to wish everybody, King of the Smoker, we want to wish everybody the very best of smoke.
and hope they have a great time and very safe in their travels this weekend. If you're going out competing, wish you the very best of smoke. Be safe, have a good time, and love to hear from you. As always, this is Chris Chadwick. We have kicked the tire, we have lit the fire, we have let the smoke roll tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you. Have a good night, and God bless you.